Well, good morning. It is 8:48 now at WFIR. Time for Ask the Expert. I want to welcome in my guest today. That is Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Hi, Don. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Good.
Yes, sir. Always good to see you. And let's get right into our conversation today, Don. Cremation is an alternative to casketed burial, but many, Don, don't realize or know what to do with the ashes. So what does the scattering of cremated remains mean, and what do they do with ashes?
Yeah, that's right. A lot of folks don't know what to do with the ashes. The crematory doesn't maybe help them make a decision about what they can do, because there are a lot of options.
Right.
There's probably more options with cremation and the cremains than there is with casketed burial. We want folks to think about, you know, if they're considering scattering, where will it take place? You know, everybody has an idea where they want it to happen, where it'll take place.
Sure.
But who will attend? Who's going to attend? Is the family going to attend? You can have clergy there. And when will it take place? You're going to do it this summer or a specific time? And what will be said? I think folks forget about, you know, the help that they need to, you know, have a meaningful send-off and memorial service. And how's it going to be done? You know, cremains are bone fragments, and they're dense and they're heavy, and they'll just plop down on the ground if you're not really careful with it. So you have to plan this, and you have to think about, it's not talcum powder. It's human remains. It's a loved one.
We're speaking with Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust. And Don, here's a good question. Is it legal? The scattering of the ashes is illegal.
Well, we always say permits and permission.
Okay.
There's some with rivers and lakes, you have to get permits oftentimes from the locality. Scattering at sea, you have to be 3 nautical miles out from the sea. That's the rule. And the EPA says no scattering on beaches.
Okay.
That comes from the EPA. So, you know, it's not so much what you do with the cremains, it's what you do with the memory. And what you do with the memory of the person that you're honoring and loved. So, you know, Evergreen Memorial Trust provides spaces and places for loved ones and a place to return for dignified reflection. So give one of our counselors a call and find out what all of your options are. There are a lot of options.
And Don, the final question here as we wrap up this morning, when a family is thinking about, you know, scattering the remains of their loved one or possibly themselves, you know, when they pass on. If someone is considering that, what advice could you give them?
I would advise that you don't have to put them all in one place at one time. You can have a little bit scattered. You could put some in some jewelry. You can also put some or most or all in a permanent place to come back and remember the life that was lived.
Okay, Don, if one of our listeners would like to talk to you about this topic or maybe get in touch with one of your counselors, what's the best way they can do so?
They can call me at 342-2593 or reach us on the web at www.evergreenmemorialtrust.com.
EvergreenMemorialTrust.com. Don Wilson, Evergreen Memorial Trust. Good to see you this morning. We'll chat again in a couple weeks.
I hope so. Thanks,
yes,
Joey.
Yes, sir. Have a good day. Good
Bye.
Morning. It is 8:51.